KHIW Mobile.
KW, KZ14MA. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I just got kicked out of the house for a few hours, so I've got a little bit of afternoon to myself, which is fun. Run a few errands and actually go on a hike, I think, and head back to the house a little later this afternoon. But yeah, things are plugging along okay for me. How about for you?
I got kicked out. What did you do wrong?
40 years ago, it's a birthday, so family kicked me out, I assume, to prep some kind of dinner or something. So, and I don't know, I think they know me well enough to know that what I'd like to do on my birthday is go spend some time on my own and just have a little quiet time.
QRP rigs with you?
Serious to admit, I don't even know what that is. Okay, fill me in. I need my education for the day.
Smaller rigs that you go, if you go hiking and you're a ham radio operator, then it's kind of like when you get in a car, you got a radio with you. When you go hiking, you got a radio with you. But it's a lightweight QRP, or low power, QRP stands for low power rig. It can be VHF, UHF, or most of them are HF. And you got an antenna that you can sling up into a tree, and you can make contact from up in the mountain on the hiking trail. That's what a lot of people do, they specifically go to a mountaintop. Those are called soda goats, but you don't have to be a soda goat to do that. You can be a ham radio operator that goes hiking.
Well, yes, I do have my Bofang UV5R. Now, I don't have anything to sling in a tree. Can I say I'm doing the right thing here?
It's definitely a beginning. Yeah, you can go up there, and you would be amazed what you can do with the little tiny handheld when you're on top of a mountain. Like line of sight, you can contact stations 20, 30 miles away, simplex, when you're... So, yeah, it's the beginning. It's the beginning of something that can expand into something that's much greater over time.
I wanted to start doing a little internet research on what I need to get to have a, you know, a tree slingable antenna. What are the terms I'm looking for? What is this called? I assume it's just effectively a bit of wire with some kind of way to sling it up a tree. But what do I actually call that kind of antenna?
But long wire antennas with tuners that can tune them random. They call them random long wire, so it can be of any length. As long as you got a tuner that can tune it. So you kind of want to test that out before you go and make sure you can, like, clip it to a length that can be tuned to multiple frequencies, especially the one that you would be most interested in operating on when you went out there. But most of them are, like, in beds. You can, I mean, there are people that take, like, dipoles, and they'll sling it up between two trees. And you make a flat top out of it, or they'll sling it up in one tree and make an inverted V out of it. Or they just throw a long wire over a tree with a random long wire tuner and tune it and go.
I will look into that. That sounds like a fun, easy next step. Or maybe even just a little tiger tail for my Bofang. Maybe I'll start with that. That'll be my first antenna upgrade. And then I'll try out what you're discussing. No, that's good to know. That's good to know. All right, but how's stuff going otherwise for you? Whether it's plane flying or security camera, tinkering, anything else? What do you got going on in your semi-retirement?
Oh, so you just keep on collecting a picture every other second on five of them. Two of the cameras that were outside are suffering from weather exposure, but they're still coming along, but sometimes I have to go reboot them to get them working. So I'm just getting an idea of how robust they are and just keeping them running. And at the end of the day or the next day, I compile all of their every other second snapshots into an MPEG, and then I compile the MPEGs into a single MPEG so you can see all four screens on one screen. You pick four. You can't see five, but pick four and see all four at the same time. So that's in a maturing stage. It's like fine wine. It gets better with age. I learn more about how robust they are over time. And then the airplane stuff, Steve and I are ready to start putting cameras and cameras on our Blixers. So we got some easy-to-fly fixed-wing planes. I've done FPV, first-person view, which is what they're doing with those Stingers. That's what those switchblade aircraft are that you hear about over in those tank killers that you hear about over in Ukraine. They're called switchblades. They're in a tube. They pop out and they fly them with goggles on. Ours don't have any munitions or anything like that on them. They're just for fun. And so we're graduating to the next level here in about a month or two. We went and got some easy-to-fly fixed-wing planes. I've done the multirotors, but not the fixed-wing. So that's a learning curve. What else other than that? We had a meeting, club meeting, and they brought up your concern about the repeater, and we're supposed to, in the next month or two, with better weather, get an A2 antenna on the 6-1 tower site so that we can put that thing back up for another month. I was discussed in last month's meeting. And then we got another meeting coming up this month on the 4th, so you might want to attend it.
Thanks for the update. Yeah, good to hear about the cameras maturing, as you put it, and always fun to hear about the planes. I'm glad you guys are graduating up to the next step. I got to admit, though, anytime I hear you guys talking about that on this frequency, I almost just change it, the frequency, because I'm like, man, I'm just going to get so jealous of these guys. Anyway, so someday I'll play with you, because that sounds like a lot of fun. But, yeah, all right. So fun to hear about the Paris Mountain repeater. And, yeah, it's been a while. Joined one meeting back when I first got my license, and they were happening on Zoom. Now that they're in person, that could be a lot of fun. So let's see. I think you said it was on the 4th. Is that right?
I think the 4th is the first Monday. Not the 4th, HIW. I think the 4th is the first Monday of April. If that's correct, then yes. And I did ping Johnny today because I was doing the meeting minutes because I got to have those ready by that meeting from the last month's Zoom meeting. And asked him if he wanted to have it on site, and he said yes, but we got some setup work we got to do between now and then to make that a reality. So I don't know if it'll go much further than that. I don't know if this month it will be on site or not.
I'm going to check in a couple days before and see where it's going to be. But yeah, it's been too long, so it'd be fun to join another one. Nice. All right, well, good. Thanks for the update. And yeah, I'm always eager to hear about how things are coming for that repeater, because, again, our new location, when we move in the next few months, just puts me – I haven't actually looked at it by map. I looked at it by map, and it just drops me right in the shadow of Paris Mountain. So hitting this repeater will always be a little bit tricky from that new location. All right, cool. Well, good to catch up. I'm already at my destination here, so I'm going to hop out, but I hope to catch you next time. W4DJW, KZ4TMA. I'll be clear after your final. Have a good one, Dave.
All right, Simon, and look up NY4G's antennas. He does that Soda Goat stuff, and he has some antennas, too. And then Google QRP HF rigs, too, if you want to know more about that. Anyway, good talking to you. Take care. W4DJW Mobile.